Actions speak louder than words. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden's take on Russia's offer today to scale back operations near two Ukrainian cities, including the capital. The president telling reporters he doesn't read anything into that until he sees what their actions are, adding that appeared to be the consensus during a call earlier today with NATO, France, Germany, and the UK, offering continued support for Ukraine.
They have a right to sovereignty and territorial integrity, and to determine their own future free from violence and intimidation.
He spoke alongside the visiting Singapore Prime Minister, who called the unprovoked military invasion of a sovereign country unacceptable. A Maryland man waved a Confederate flag during the Capitol riot pleads guilty to interfering with a police officer. David Blair facing up to 5 years in prison on the felony count. Prosecutors say Blair also used a wooden lacrosse stick to hit the officer who was trying to disperse a crowd of rioters. New York's Attorney General wants a state appeals court to make sure former President Trump sits for questions on his business practices by upholding a lower court's ruling that he testify under oath.
Letitia James' filing at a New York appeals court seeks to require the former president's cooperation as she seeks information on whether he misled the state on the worth of his assets. James also wants to lock the two oldest Trump children, Donald Jr. and Ivanka, into testifying. The state attorney general's office believes the Trump family overstated its net worth to get economic benefits. The Trumps deny the allegation. Their lawyers want the subpoenas tossed. If they are not, the Trumps could plead the Fifth Amendment during questioning.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Just getting reports from paramedics in Israel that at least five people have been killed in a shooting in a central city east of Tel Aviv. This follows two other deadly attacks over the past week. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The mayor of the third largest city in Colorado steps in to break a tie vote on whether to ban homeless camps.
City leader Mike Kaufman proposed the ban on urban camping, a term used to describe pop-up homeless camps, and snaps a 5-5 tie in the Aurora City Council, turning his idea into law. This stops all urban camping on private and public property within the city. The new measure requires a 72-hour notice before an unauthorized camp is shut down, and the city must have a shelter available for every person staying in the camp, and they can't break it up if no shelter space is available. On land owned by the Colorado Department of Transportation, the policy of a 7-day notice will remain since a municipal ordinance will not override their jurisdiction. The new rule hits the books 30 days from the vote. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Fewer than half of Americans surveyed say they're regularly wearing masks now. A new AP Nork Center poll finding people have let down their guard as case numbers have dropped. But the FDA is greenlighting a possible fourth COVID shot for people over age 50 as COVID infections rise again overseas. It still needs CDC review. A popular word game finds its way into the classroom in and around Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's become part of the daily routine for third graders at St. Michael Catholic School in Gastonia. Wordle is an online game where every day you get six tries to guess a five-letter word. A teacher at St. Michael's says it helps the kids learn to spell, look for spelling patterns, and even build their vocabulary. It also encourages a little bit of teamwork. The kids come up with word guesses and then break up into groups and try to guess the word correctly. This class showing learning can be all fun and games. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rally. The Dow's up more than 100 points. The Nasdaq more than 200 as oil prices slide again, dropping under $105 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.